Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Dave East and Styles P, Beloved. Look, man, Dave East, Styles P, do you really need a bio? Like, do y'all really? Come on. No bio. They both from New York. Ken, back in 2018, this one, I don't remember if it made only my top five or if it also made my top 10, but this was definitely in my top list because this project was unexpected and it was really, really good. And for some of the reasons why I really think it was good, it's the production. I really feel where Davey shines is on varied production. Now, I definitely think he sounds good over the trappier stuff like he did on Paranoia. Just because that juxtaposition of a super New York sounding dude with a down south sounding beat, it works together. But with something like this, Davies can't slouch, man. Like Styles is on a whole nother level. He referred to it on this project. I don't know if you caught it, but when this project had came out, I want to say Davies went on Breakfast Club or it was some interview that I saw where he says Styles P doesn't write.
Really?
Yeah. So everything you like, he just don't write. So he's one of those. You throw him in the list.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I like this, man. The way it started off with Beloved. It's lit. That's one of my favorite joints. Again, one of those, I wouldn't necessarily say trappy, but it definitely had energy and bounce
to
it.
Which one is lit?
It's lit. Yep. You know, I would say if New York had a trap sound, this would probably be New York trap. You know what I'm saying? But I like this lit for all my niggas. The third track on here, man, Scram Jones, shout out to him. He's done a lot of work with Dave East in the past. Scram Jones.
Where's he at?
Well, you know, back.
No, he don't have, his name is on.
He's not on there. But they shouted him out on this project.
Oh, or yeah, on this particular song. I've heard from him in a
minute. And I want to say Dave East has two projects produced by Scram, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe more, maybe less, but I definitely know of two. But hey, y'all can factor only me if y'all want to. But yeah, Ken, overall, man, I thought this was a really good project.
I thought it was solid. I liked it. It's definitely very moody for me. Listening to it, like, it don't kind of, like, if you look at the album cover, this is the sound on the album.
Yeah.
For the most part. Outside of his lit and, you know, maybe the last track. And then, you know, Jazzy was a little bit more upbeat. But when I think about, like, the record, the album overall, like, that's kind of what I think about. And I was just kind of really curious how Styles and Dave East would sound going back and forth. And it's actually not bad because, you know, you have, like, the old and the new, like, coming together. So it was kind of interesting to just hear that pairing together. But I thought Exotic shit was really fucking dope.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that one up because that was one of the ones where they was going back and forth and they sounded amazing on it.
Yep. Let's see. Cut From a Different Cloth was another one that I liked. I was really, really, really interested in hearing, like, the Posse Cut, though.
The last one,
I call it a posse cut. It's not really a posse cut, but
technically,
you know. But
you got like five dudes rapping.
Yeah. But 5 minutes and 41 seconds of them just fucking just going rapping, in. Man. Yep. On what I would say is kind of that Lox sound. So when I think about Dave East and Styles P, you know, it's like, okay, how would Dave East sound in the Lox? You know, and then you know they put out an album together, or it's just, you know, them two on a song by themselves and the other two don't rap. You know, that's kind of the feel I got from this. I got a very kind of, new age modern lots sound to it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that much of a fan of Don't Cross Me though.
Of which one?
Number five. That dude that's singing jazzy. That was a little too much for me. But overall, I think just there was a line on here that I hate when I can't remember what they are, but it caught my attention when I was driving, and I wish I would have, like, I looked at the song and then I just completely forgot that fast. But it was a really good one. Maybe I'll be able to find it, but overall, man, I thought this was a really, really, really solid project. Yeah, I think they did their shit.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, I don't know if people would have expectations, but mm-hmm. I feel like they met the expectation. You know, very solid, two lyrical guys going back and forth, mm-hmm. definitely representing New York to the fullest. And again, like you said, it's a good project. To me, I put a little bit more on it. I think it's a really good project. Only because I'm a Dave East fan, and sometimes his projects leave me wanting a little bit more. And this project gave me everything I wanted. So with the exception, I agree with you with Don't Cross Me. I feel like when you make a project like this, you know, say it's Dave East, it's Styles P. Why even try to make a radio song?
Because it's not going to make the radio.
It's not.
But, I mean, you never know what hits. Sometimes things just pop, but radio has a very formulaic sound. It tends to stick to the same type of notes, you know, those are the ones that tend to resonate with people. And that just wasn't it. Like, putting a person on your record to sing a hook doesn't make it a radio song.
No.
So, and I think they didn't really think that one through. Man, I would say I like to get it, but I don't. Nah, it's Styles P. And
yeah, I feel like, and I've been saying this for years, is like, why conform to the radio? Make the radio conform mm-hmm. to you. You know, yeah. Like, you can make your version of a love song. It doesn't have to sound, like you said, formulaic. It doesn't have to be what everybody else is doing. It shouldn't necessarily have to have that particular sound for it to make the radio. If it's nice, if it's dope, people will pick it up. Mm-hmm. And even if, you know, you're an artist that has a name like a Dave East, even Styles P, right? Like, they don't really get radio play like mm-mm. that. So
not since the first one, and that was all Diddy.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, why even try to compete in that lane when you're clearly not part of that lane? So I don't right. know. But it is what it is, Ken. 13 songs, 42 minutes. What are some of your favorite joints on here?
So Shout Out to My Hood is one. That's the one that had the line, Master P with the grams that got the hookup in this bitch. And I was, at first I was like, wait, Master P, I got the hookup. Holla if you hear me. I was like, okay, yeah. I think that was Dave East on that did that one. Load My Gun, Exotic Shit, For All My Niggas, and Cut From a Different Claw.
But for me, it's Lit, For All My Niggas, Exotic Shit, Load My Gun.
What is Styles P first name?
I don't know.
So why? Because I was like, okay, when they said what Beloved is,
I'm yeah, like, they okay, were saying that's David.
David's name, but it's Styles P. His name is David too.
Oh, is it?
David R. Staples. Okay, oh, I figured it had to be David, so it's two okay. Davids.
That's okay. What's up. Yeah, I didn't know that. Interesting. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense. Like, what, they wouldn't just, like, Styles P wouldn't do that. It's just, oh, you know, we just name it after you. Nah.
Yeah.
That's that's pretty cool.
Oh, man. But, yeah, man, look, again, we appreciate all of the support. We're almost at 1,000 downloads a day. Definitely share this podcast review with one other person. Help us to continue to grow organically. We appreciate you guys. If you want to continue to help us out monetarily throughout this DE365 journey, hit us up on Cash App and PayPal. Again, the only thing I could promise you is tomorrow there will be another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.